God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. How do you do that, especially if you have no relationship with God? Today's true story is about how one man was brought to God after a lifetime of agnosticism.
My name is Harold Black. My friends who have known me as a lifelong intellectual and unswerving agnostic for over 60 years want to know how it is that I have come to know and cherish the love of Jesus Christ. All my life, I've looked at things rationally. If I couldn't see it, smell it, or taste it, it didn't exist. No, I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in anything. Hello.
Harold, it's Richard. I'm in Mexico City, on business, on my way to the coast. It's about Tony. He's been found.
My son? Tony, my son, is he all right?
He's fine. They traced him from Mexico City to Honolulu, and the police there found him at a rehabilitation center.
Oh, God.
I know. It's been over a year since you've heard from him.
Yeah. Listen, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow.
No, wait, Harold. You're in Houston, right? Stop by Mexico City. They still have some of Tony's papers down here. You'll need them. I'll try to get some more sleep.
When I awoke that morning, I booked a flight to Mexico City. No sooner had I gotten out of bed, though, when I noticed a deep shadow hanging over my left eye. No matter what I did, I couldn't get rid of it. When I closed my eye, the dark shadow turned to light. That was just as distracting. I tried flushing my eye out, but nothing helped. This situation lasted for 2 months. I should have gone to an eye doctor right away, but instead, I caught a plane that day from Mexico City and on to Honolulu. Nothing was going to separate me from my son.
Good morning. This is Captain Markson speaking.
Excuse me, senor. May I talk to you for a moment?
If you don't mind, I'd rather be left alone.
Oh, I don't mean to bother you, but I know that you're in great pain.
If you don't leave me alone,
it's about your son, Tony.
Excuse me?
Your son, Tony. I know that you're very concerned about him. I also know about the eye affliction that is troubling you. May I sit down?
Who are you? How did you know about my son?
I am a friend. My name is Carlos. I was sitting back there in my seat when the Lord came to me and told me of you and your son's troubles and the difficulty you're having dealing with them. He commanded me to come to you.
Oh, you expect me to believe that?
How could I possibly have known this about you, huh? You are carrying a tremendous burden with you for your son. There is really very little you can do about it, and the burden you bear is too heavy for you alone.
Oh.
If you can find it in your heart to commit yourself to Jesus Christ, He has the power to assume this burden for you.
Oh, are you crazy?
I know this must be hard for you to believe.
Well, what do you want me to do? Get down on my knees in the middle of the aisle and pray for my salvation?
No, that would not be appropriate. You do not live in Mexico City, yet you will be staying there tonight alone, huh?
How'd you know that?
Oh, it is a time that I ask you to search your soul and commit yourself to Jesus Christ. He alone is able to release you from this burden you carry.
Oh, did he tell you this?
Yes, senor, he did. He also has commanded me to be of unconditional service to you. This is my telephone number in Dallas. If you ever need my help in any way, call me, and I will come to you from wherever I am.
Oh, do you usually make this offer to strangers on airplanes?
No, sir. I am merely doing what God has instructed me to do. You see, I come from a very wealthy family in Mexico. When I was 17, I received a revelation from Christ. He told me to give away all that I had and move to Dallas. I did this and joined a mission seminary there. My family has disowned me because of this. Senor, if you do not have any more questions, I will return to my seat. I will not disturb you again for the rest of the flight.
I was dumbstruck. How had this guy known so much about me? I know he said Jesus spoke to him, but I didn't buy that. Needless to say, I did not commit myself to Jesus. I brought my son back from Hawaii and got him enrolled in school. One problem solved, but I still had the eye problem. After x-rays, exams, and everything the doctor said my eye problem was brought on by a shock to the nervous system and stress, it gradually healed in time. It took some time, all right, about a year. Well, not long after that, I received another emotional shock. This time, an identical shadow passed over my right eye. It persisted exactly the same as before.
Does stress and shock have anything to do with our well-being? Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story of Harold after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Harold, over here.
Richard, thanks for meeting me. I've just been a nervous wreck lately. I need somebody to talk to get my mind off things.
Oh, listen, I meant to tell you. Jack and Janet Peterson have this guest staying with them from Dallas. She's supposed to be some kind of a guru or something. Anyway, she's speaking or playing the piano or whatever she does tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. It sounds like a hoot.
Are you going?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it for the world. The last time they had a visitor like that, you know, they always have such interesting friends. I don't know if you recall the last time.
I don't know why I went to this meeting. It certainly wasn't my cup of tea. In fact, I remember feeling very uneasy about the whole thing.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello. My name is Harold Black. I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your speaking just now. Is something wrong?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare. You seem familiar to me somehow. Are you an artist, Mr. Black?
Yes, I am. How did you know?
I'd like very much to visit your studio and look at your work, if that's all right.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd be honored. But how did you know I was an artist?
I know also that you have an affliction in your right eye, and I would like to help you. May I put my hand over your right eye?
Well, all right.
Your affliction will leave you soon.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Say that I may visit you at your studio.
Of course. To my surprise, her assistant called me the very next morning. She said that Maria was very busy, but wanted to come right over to see my work. I agreed. Yeah, good morning. Please make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you. You have some very beautiful pieces here.
Well, thank you. I've been at it for a long time now. Maybe someday I'll do something worthwhile.
Oh, there's no need for modesty. Your work is excellent. But I must tell you, for you to move forward, you must first complete the whole cycle of work you're doing now. Because after it is completed, your work is going to radically change. During all the years that you have worked in this studio, your easels have always been on the East End. And the symbol of your change of direction will be moving your easel for the first time to the west side of the studio. The work that you're doing will gain you the world recognition that you deserve.
Oh, how do you know all this?
Jesus came to me and told me about you. He also told me about your eye and that I could heal it. Does that shadow still trouble you?
No. Maria, I have to tell you about something that happened to me a while ago. I met this incredible young man on an airplane when I was...
I know. He offered you assistance.
Yes, how did you know?
He was one of God's messengers, and you rejected him in spite of the fact that he knew so much about you. I am God's second messenger, and I beg you not to turn me away. Can your agnosticism and rationalization explain all of this by chance and coincidence?
Well, no, I can't. All of this is overwhelming me. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, have faith in what I say. Trust me. Trust God.
What do you want me to do?
Accept the fact that God has chosen you for reasons that only he knows. Will you say the words of commitment with me?
Well, for your sake, I will. But I cannot promise you that I'm spiritually ready for them.
But right now, the fact that you're willing to say them is enough. Please pray with me now. Dear God,
Please come into my heart. Give me the insight to know how I may best serve you in my life. In this I pray. Amen.
With these words, you have given yourself to God through Jesus Christ. You don't know this yet, but I do. I'm thinking now of your son, Tony, who is again lost. Take my hand, and we will pray for him together. For I know he'll be found.
How did you know about my son?
It is not me, but God who has shown me.
He is all right.
I only know that he's safe. Later this day, you'll receive a confirmation of all that I've told you. When you hear the thunderclap three times, you'll know that it's so.
Thunder? I don't mean to laugh, but there's not a cloud in the sky.
When you hear the thunder, you will know. I must leave you now. Here is my number. I'd like to keep in contact with you.
Yes, I would like that also. I always seem to be at a loss for words when I'm with you.
There's no need. I am just happy that I know you. And I'm always here for you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I can't believe this is happening to me. Juan! Juan!
What is it, senor?
The woman that was just here.
See?
She told me about Tony, and I've never once mentioned him to her. She told me about my work and how it was going to change, and about my easel and the studio, and about a year ago, I met this young man on the plane, and he told me the same thing. And then I meet this woman, and she tells me I'm going to hear three claps of thunder today when it's 90 degrees and sunny and the... Oh, my God! Did you hear that?
Ay, Dios. It is the miracle, Señor Black.
How can you just stand there and shrug your shoulders and tell me it's a miracle?
Because it is, Señor. My people are used to miracles happening every day. You are not used to accepting them, even though they happen all around you. If God has sent you a second messenger, be happy. I would be. He has a special plan for you.
I don't know. I'm so confused. Everything seems to be happening at once. It's making my head spin.
Allow yourself to trust in the love of Jesus Christ. He alone can help you with your burdens.
That's what the young man on the plane told me. Trust in Jesus Christ. I've been a fool. God has given me many signs, and I've turned my back on them.
No, senor. You had no way of seeing the signs. You didn't know that your eyes were closed, but now they are open. Now you can see. This is a miracle.
Since that day, I have never felt such peace and serenity in my life. Before I was reborn in Jesus Christ, I was arrogant, cynical, afraid of the world and of life itself. I've learned to look at people and circumstances with love and compassion instead of skepticism and fear. All my sins of the ego have been washed away from me, and I am ready and willing to serve the Lord in any way that He wishes.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Living in God's hands today.
If you've been struggling with situations in your life that seem out of control, turn your life over to God. You may just find the same peace and understanding that Harold has. God truly does work miracles. In Luke 15:7, Jesus said, "I tell you that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent."